Hello, everyone. My name is Rabbi Yehoshua Grenstein, and like you, I'm a father to a soldier who's serving now in Gaza. I'm sure you, like my wife and I, are going through the very similar days into nights of tension, and mostly tension from the unknown. We don't know if they're okay because they go into Gaza without a phone. We don't know if they need anything. We don't know if they're hot or if they're cold. Not to mention, we don't know if they're wounded, God forbid. And I'd like to share with you three messages, very brief, that have given me a lot of strength and inspiration during these challenging days as parents. And I hope and pray that they will give you the same inspiration that they give me. Indeed, on the day the war broke out around the Jewish world outside of Israel, they read the Megillah of Kohelet. In that Megillah, one of the 24 books of the Bible, there's a verse that states, "Ve'im yitkefu ha'echad, and if one will attack, hashnayim yamdu nekdo, two will stand to defend you." And usually two against one, we know that the majority wins. But it seems like the author of this Megillah, Shlomo HaMelech, Solomon the King, wasn't sure. And therefore he said, "Ve'achut ha'mishulash," but if it's a three-prong string, namely, not two against one, but three against one, lo b'mehira yinatek. It will not be able to be untied so easily. In other words, according to Solomon the king, if we have three, and not just two, it will not be broken easily. And with that in mind, I'd like to share with you three messages that have given me great hope and inspiration and strength during those very trying and challenging days into nights that I, together with you, are going through as parents to soldiers fighting this justified war. Number one. Twice a year, we say in our prayer services, in the prayer called Al HaNisim, said on Hanukkah and Purim, that we thank God for many things amongst them, Al HaGvurot, on the heroism. We thank you, God, for the heroism of the Jewish people way back when. It seems to me that our sons and daughters serving in the IDF don't have to look way back when into ancient books to find examples of heroes. They are literally all around them in war. There are so many stories coming out right now that show that the Jewish people are not only a very strong people, an eternal people, they're also heroes. People that are willing to sacrifice their own life for the welfare of the Jewish people. Let me just give one example amongst many. Elchanan Kalmanzon, Hashem Yikom Damo, when the war broke out, a resident of Otniel. Otniel is not near the border in any way. He's in charge of security there. He heard that the war broke out. He didn't think twice. He put on his uniform, zoomed down there, religious man on Simchas Torah, to go and save people. He was joined by his brother and his nephew. They saved hundreds of Jews in the famous kibbutz called Be'eri, literally going in and out, tens of times, in order to save Jews who were barricaded in their own homes, hopefully not burned to death by the terrorists. They did this tens of times. Now just imagine what it means to go back in, to be fired on. Who knows if you're going to come out alive? And they did it tens of times. Unfortunately, after doing it so many times at about 7 o'clock in the morning, they went into a home and a terrorist was waiting for them and shot Elchanan dead. Elchanan, amongst so many heroes, put his life on the line and saved hundreds of Jews, because they didn't just save tens of Jews that day. God willing, these people will have children and they'll have children. And it's all because of Elchanan, who uncalled, undrafted, went down there and put his life on the line for the sake of a fellow Jew. This is just one story out of many. But quite frankly, it just shows that our sons and daughters are now witnessing heroism each and every day. They are seeing, if not experiencing themselves, if not themselves being the heroes, going ahead and living up to the highest heroism possible, and that is to put your life on the line for a fellow Jew. That's the first thing that gives me inspiration, that my son, together with all the soldiers, are actually witnessing heroism firsthand. If I have to go to a book to read about this hero, that hero, he doesn't. Indeed, there is one particular version of Al HaNisim that we add, as I said, to the prayer service on Hanukkah and Purim, that doesn't say at the end of its first sentence, "Bayamim ahem," Bizman hazeh, at that time, way back when, during this time of the year, but rather, "Bayamim ahem," U Bizman hazeh, at that time, and also in this time. Namely, there were heroes then, at the time of Hanukkah and Purim, and there are heroes today, and we thank God for them. That's the first thing that gives me much strength, heroism. The second thing that gives me so much inspiration is the fact that these boys and girls turned men and women, turned into soldiers, are now no longer just part of the Jewish nation. They're not just one of many. They're part of a very long and beautiful history that had ups and downs and challenges. But they are now part of that history. They are now not just a Reb Yisrael, a member of the Jewish people. They have put their lives on the line, and therefore they're part of a very long history of trying to survive. A very long history of the quest of survival for the Jewish people. In a word, the minute they put on that uniform and went into war, they are no longer just Shimon, Levi, Rachel, Leah. They are now part of a large Jewish history that we're going to read about and they're going to be part of. Our enemies tried to destroy us, and it's clear today that's exactly what they wanted to do. And these people put on a uniform and are part of the quest of Jewish survival. That gives me amazing strength. Amazing strength to know that indeed, this kid turned into soldier is part of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. The eternity of Israel will not lie. We will always be around. They're part of making it happen. They're part of ensuring that it's not just a verse in the Bible, but it's actually something that we can feel in reality. And number three, beyond the heroism that they're witnessing or doing, and beyond the fact that they're part of a larger Jewish picture, there's a third thing that gives me strength. And that is, they are now witnessing the presence of God. Indeed, it says in the Bible, in the book of Devarim, that when an encampment goes out to war, Ki Hashem Elokecha, the Lord your God, Mitalech Bekerev Machanecha, is walking within your camp. Namely, God is there, and there are many different laws that pertain to indeed ensuring the sanctity of an encampment during war because God's presence is there. And it's not just a beautiful slogan. I believe our soldiers are witnessing it day in and day out, especially in two ways. Number one, the amazing unity. Just think what the headlines were on the eve of this war. The country was on the brink of civil war. And look at the unity in the army today. Look how, unfortunately, two soldiers were killed in the same day. One from the most right-wing settlement of Yitzhar, and one from the most left-wing city in Israel, Tel Aviv. When their two pictures were on the TV, it became very clear. Our soldiers in each and every unit are experiencing extreme unity because God's presence is there, and therefore there's unity. Number two, because God's presence is so much there, the thirst for Judaism of our soldiers is second to none. I mean, it's very difficult in Israel right now to buy a pair of tzitzis, to buy fringes, simply because it's all going to soldiers, not necessarily religious, who want to go out to battle with this. Our sons and daughters are in these encampments in which the holy presence of God rests, and they're absolutely experiencing both the unity as well as the thirst for Judaism. So war is terrible. There's nothing good about it. As a matter of fact, above and beyond everything else, there's no benefit for people to go out there and to, God forbid, put their life on the line, because it's very dangerous. But if this war was indeed thrust upon us against our will, we have to look for the blessing in every curse. And there's three blessings, I believe, that come out of this war that our sons and daughters are experiencing day in and day out. Number one, they're part of the heroes of the Jewish people. Number two, they're part of a long history in which we have quested and have done everything possible to survive. They're no longer just a part of the Jewish people. They're part of the story of the survival of the Jewish people. And number three, they are literally day in and day out experiencing God's holy presence by virtue of the extreme unity, as well as by virtue of the thirst of Judaism. It's my hope and prayer that, God willing, our sons and our daughters will come home safely much sooner than later. And when they come home, they're not going to be the same people they were before they went out to war, because they experienced these three things. And with this experience, I have no doubt that, God willing, when they come home safe and sound, their homecoming will be totally different, simply because they changed. And if they changed, hopefully the tapestry of the Jewish people will change as well.